A bill to increase funding for Montana's outdoor recreation sites has passed the state Senate and moves on to the House. Senate Bill 24 increases the voluntary vehicle registration fee for state parks from $6 to $9, estimated to generate an additional $1.8 million each year. The revenue would be used to maintain state parks and fishing access sites and create a trail and recreational facilities grant program. Senator Terry Gauthier of Helena introduced the bill and says it would help tourism, Montana's biggest revenue stream.
The better we can make Montana look from a parks perspective, more people spend money in the restaurants, they come and recreate, and Montana really comes out ahead on the revenue side for all the money that's spent here. It actually turns into revenue for the governor. I think it's a great program. It's investment in the state of Montana.
Gauthier says the revenue generated from tourism supports vital state programs, but he notes that funds going towards state parks often are the first to be cut when the state has a budget shortfall. He says Montana's deferred maintenance cost for park upkeep currently stands at $22 million. George Realbird III is a commissioner in Bighorn County, south of Billings, who says outdoor recreation is vital to his county's economy.
The Bighorn River and the three state parks in our county bring folks from all over the world and across our state to Bighorn County. And if we could have some more revenue to help improve those sites, improve our parks, improve our fishing access sites, Bighorn County is all the much better.
Montana has 55 state parks. The bill passed the Senate 33-16 and is being carried to the House by Representative Tom Welch, a Republican from Dillon. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.